It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. Another edition of the show here during our weeks of trying to figure out exactly what is going on in our lives. My heavens. Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback. Can you hear me on your end, Scott? Everything good?
Everything's loud and clear. Oh. Are you coming in clear?
Yeah.
Are you coming in clear?
That's a Willy Wonka reference right there, buddy.
Yes, it is.
Say, Mom, I said, am I coming in clear? Old Mike TV.
Mike TV.
And this is basically how every interview that I've heard, when they have guests on, they're all like being Skyped in, everybody. And we're just like totally giving a pass, and we should be, to everybody who's coming in like a little bit gurgly and sound a little bit spotty from time to time, so we appreciate everybody being very very mindful of the fact that all of our connections are not the usual connections, and so here we are, another evening of sports. We're kicking things off here with, even during a time of no sports, you can have misspeaking and, I didn't mean to say that, and Sean Payton today is having a little bit of that. That's our 805 cut right here.
The cut at 805. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Scott, can you break down what happened with this whole thing? Because Sean Payton, as we discussed earlier in the week on our program, in discussing Taysom Hill and the backup quarterback role that he would be entering into this next season, as they saw fit that he would become the heir apparent to Drew Brees, as Sean Payton put it, in his final season, even though he has a couple of years on his new contract that he just wrote up, Sean Payton said, backtracking comments yesterday about all this, that he was, quote, a big dummy, and he misspoke when he said that it was Drew Brees' final season. Are you buying that?
Okay, wait, you're asking me to break it down for you, or just tell you what actually
I want to know what really I want to know what happened probably behind the scenes and what's really going on here.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the biggest comments he made was that this was going to be Drew Brees' last season.
Right, and that's the one he's walking back all of this stuff
on. And that kind of really set everyone, because he signed a 2-year deal. And a lot of the length of a contract, and I don't know all of the details, but just in general, there's a funny thing that happens when there's a new collective bargaining agreement, is as long as there's not an agreement, every contract has to end at the deadline date of whenever that deal is in place. Now that there's a new one in place, but it still doesn't go into effect until not this season, but the end of next season.
Yeah.
So they just have to I'm sure that part of what they said has to do with the way the collective bargaining agreement ends, as far as the length of his contract. Now whether he plays one season or not, it probably sounds like that's really the whole plan. And I don't think he wants people to know that that's Drew. I wouldn't want people to know if I was Drew Brees. So there's kind of the technical side of it, but there's also the strategic side of it, because, and here's why. Like, if you said, okay, this is my last year. Now, John Elway said that. John Elway said, you know, he won a Super Bowl, and he goes, all right, I'm coming back for one more, and that's it. And I just wonder if it's too much of a distraction, if it puts too much of a target on a guy's back, if it creates too much of a media circus because everything that happens, this is the last time you do it. How do you feel about this? How, and they're just, there's going to be a lot of question, a lot of things that can become a massive distraction to a team. I think the Saints feel like we're in a good position to make a run at things, to get deep in the playoffs, go to the Super Bowl next year, and we just don't want this added pressure. And then they start getting questions about what the heck are you doing with Taysom Hill? You know, then he starts playing into this, which they're getting those questions.
And they kind of have to, like, be – they sort of have to keep him satisfied with their answers, too, in public, right? I mean, that's kind of the game they play.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. And
I mean, certainly you would want to satisfy Drew Brees's, you know, ego first before a guy who's unproven.
Okay,
and not
so well, here's a scenario that could happen. The Saints are playing poorly. It's like they start
with Drew Brees at the helm.
With Drew Brees at the helm. You go, this is last season – put the kid in there, and you know this is a lame duck moment here, and do you want to have that kind of swan song for Drew Brees? You know, he played really bad toward the end of his career, and he gets pulled, and he's subbed in for a young guy, and I don't know that they want to do that, and so to kind of make that declaration now, even before you go to training camp, it just opens you up to so many possible. Just kickbacks and just new stories and people trying to read too much into things. And then you just spend all your time answering questions about things you don't really want to answer and you don't want to become the story. You just want to be – our focus is on winning football games, going to and winning a Super Bowl, and that's it. Everything else does not matter.
I just love – look, Sean Payton does whatever he wants anyway. Like, that's the way I've always kind of looked at it. Like, Sean Payton just – makes decisions that he wants to make, says the things that he's going to say, and he says what he means. But it is interesting that a day later he has to come out and go, oh, shucks, I misspoke. Because I don't think he misspoke. I think he knows exactly what the situation is. It's just like you're kind of painting that picture. But what you don't want is for people to start making decisions for you, like you said, during the middle of the year, where this is where it becomes a problem because they go, well, you already said it was his last season. The contract says one thing, and so you can hide behind that contract and go, oh, we're not talking about that. Drew is our guy for the next couple of years. And then they don't have to talk about those things. And they can say behind closed doors to Taysom Hill, we want you here. And as soon as you say it in public, then it becomes a whole different issue.
Yeah, and to the beginning of your point about Sean Payton, he just spoke. He didn't misspeak. He absolutely spoke, and he said – you know, what's actually going on there. And it'll certainly be fascinating to watch because it'll, you know, all these scenarios that could happen. The season's cut short. And you just kind of ride it out with Drew Brees, or he's injured, or he's not playing well, or are you playing Taysom Hill too much, or are there opportunities to get Taysom Hill more involved offensively now that he's the heir apparent? Because the NFL is not about, hey – we're not here to pay tribute to the long, grand, great career of Drew Brees. You know, you think about these NBA players who retire, and when they go to the city for the last time, they roll out the red carpet. You know, you think about what the Utah Jazz did for Dwayne Wade, or they do for these players when it's their last go around. And the NFL's not like that. The NFL's like, look, all we really care about is the present. We'll get to honoring you in the past, in the future. But right now, all we care about is winning, and we don't want to, and we're not going to sit here and pay homage to you in the moment. There are brief stoppages. I mean, and people even debate in the league. They go, should we stop the game for this moment? Deserving of here's the game ball kind of thing? And there's a debate even over that. And they'll recognize for a moment, okay, great milestone, now move on. And so the NFL is going to be that way. And really, I think Sean Payton's going to be that way. He's going to be like, my job isn't about Drew Brees' legacy. My job is about winning Super Bowls and winning. And we'll get to the rest of that stuff down the road. And that's a common thread in the NFL. It's not a sentimental place, and it's not a sentimental journey that you're going to go on when you're there. They're going to go, yeah, good job, Drew Brees, and who's next? And where are we going next? And that's awesome.
I just wonder if I don't know. Taysom Hill's a smart dude, and I don't think he's all. And I don't think he's a vindictive guy either. You know, so I think he knows what's going on too. He's smart. You can explain this stuff to him and be like, "Hey, look, relax." There's the back and forth that goes on in the season and what goes on in the off season and the things that we have to talk about. And the guy's going to get paid, and I think that's the important part is that they do what Taysom Hill can take away from all of this is it sounds like they're really committed to him.
Yeah, but the scary part for Taysom Hill is that he's replacing a legend. Not an easy thing to do. And everything, you know, now is great because he's the Swiss Army knife, but at the end of the day, it's going to be like, yeah, but can you produce like Drew Brees? You don't throw the ball like him, and you're not as accurate as him. I mean, that's a lot to live up to when you're a young guy coming in for a legend.
Yeah, so you always want to be – they always say you want to be the guy replacing – you don't want to be the guy replacing the guy.
Right.
You want to be the guy replacing the guy who replaced the guy.
Exactly.
So you can come in and be that hero. All right. Taking the break here. We got more to go. Stay with us on KSL's Unrivaled Thursday edition of the program. We'll be right back. More to go on KSL News Radio's Unrivaled.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.